It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
A little blood, sweat, and tears on a Monday. Happy Motivational Monday to you. It's June 10th. Larry Tuneforce live in the Laughlin Mall. Speak Out 2.0 brought to you each weekday by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. As you heard in the intro, you can give us a call during the show, 702-298-1063. If you have a question, we'll try to answer it. You know, when I was growing up, listening to Robert W. Morgan in the morning on KHJ, he used to say, one radio station, one telephone, one disc jockey can answer anything. So if you have a question, we'll try to answer it for you today. Give us a call. And our guest today is Mike Borup. And Mike is the administrator of Legacy Rehab and Care Center, right?
Right, right. Thanks, Larry, for having me on today.
You bet. And now, we've all seen the Legacy up there at the top of Silver Creek Road forever. When was that building built? Do you know?
You know, I don't really know. I know we acquired it from the hospital, which was several years ago. It was probably built in the 70s, I would imagine.
No, it was after that. I want to say, because I was here in 80. I think it was after that, but because we didn't have a hospital when I was here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so it was after that. But now, for the longest time, it's just been a care center, for the most part, taking care of the geriatric patients in their last few days, you might say, or their last, the end of their lives. I mean, people that needed 24-hour care, right?
Right, right. Oh, and nationwide, the geriatric population and the long-term care community is really, you know, the dynamics have changed considerably. You know, what we're seeing now is that people are coming to skilled nursing facilities, which is what the Legacy is.
Right.
You know, with far more acute problems, the higher acuity, they are coming to a sicker, older. Because the life expectancy is greater.
Right, yeah.
And so what we are doing...
I made my reservation for 84. When I'm 84, that's when I want to move in, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll save a bed for you, Larry.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. But what we see is that people are coming, and, you know, a lot of times what we're doing is basically being a step-down facility for, you know, acute care, like the hospital.
Right.
You know, the length of stay in a hospital is very short, you know, 2 to 3 days at the very most. And then some folks are just not capable of going home. So we do what we call post-acute rehab. And we've really implemented a strong program over at the Legacy. And, you know, we run probably about 17 therapists, PT, OT, and
wow.
Speech. Yeah, and they come in and we... you know, hips, knees, just depends on what's going on, back surgery, you know, or sometimes people come in and they've had a stroke, they need some rehab. And so we facilitate that for them so that when they are able to go home, that they're going to be successful at home. And
and that's the part of the business that you moved from the other building just recently, right?
A lot of it, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, we had a 90-bed facility down the street,
right.
and River Gardens, and our, you know, the demographics were just so that we felt it wasn't really a viable option for us to keep that going, and it was kind of a strategic move to do that. It, you know, we could have kept it and done that, but we decided that we were going to put that all under one roof and
okay.
facilitate that and really be able to deliver a better product that way. And you know, we have other plans, obviously, for that building, and so they're working on that now. But we have really gone through a lot of changes probably since, I would say, October.
Right.
And, you know, we've we really have focused on, you know, we do the long-term care, and
right.
we take care of folks that, you know, that aren't able to take care of themselves.
And their family can't take care of them, usually.
Generally not. It's a very tough job to be a caregiver.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you're a skilled nurse or have the time to be trained, you need your family member in a professional facility.
Yeah, it really works better for them. You know, sometimes people try to keep them at home, and we, you know, it's really important, you know, that folks are comfortable and they feel, you know, that they, when at home, that they are able to take care of their people. But, you know, it is so time-consuming and just very, very much, it can become very daunting, a daunting task. You know, and so we really try to bring folks in and you know, have it to where their family members can come and visit them,
right?
And get the best of it.
And if they're capable, they can leave, can't they? They can
walk
to lunch.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
I have a neighbor of mine who, when I walk my neighborhood, I run into him and we talk a lot. And he has an invalid wife that he's taking care of at home by himself. And I was recently telling him that, you know, are you getting some respite care? And he's like, what's that? And I'm like,
right.
Oh, dude, you know. And so I went over and gave him some phone numbers and stuff to help him out. And so I'm hoping that I haven't seen him for a while because I haven't been walking. I've been ill. So I'm hoping that he's gotten some help because it was just him and his wife in this apartment. And I think half the time he would walk just so he had some peace and quiet, you know. And he would walk from my neighborhood, which is just right around the corner from your facility, all the way to Smith's.
Oh.
And not because he didn't have a car, but because he needed to make that walk and have that peace and quiet. And he would, whenever he was carrying his backpack, we knew he was walking to Smith's. And I've seen him at Smith's. I've seen him. I've gone to the bank or something. He's walking in the parking lot. You want to ride? Nope. Don't want to ride. And so everyone deals with it differently. And some people just don't know what the services that are available.
Well, you know, it's really hard for some folks to really get connected with what's going on. You know, you see that a lot, especially with Alzheimer's patients where their, somebody's wife or husband is just not doing well anymore. And, you know, they become normalization is what it's called. And
yeah.
They're at home, and this is just, you know, one day at a time they're doing it and trying to get by through the day. And then all of a sudden maybe mom or dad are starting to, you know, wander at night, or they'll cook and they'll forget, yeah. And they'll leave something in the microwave or in the oven, and you know, they have these problems. And unfortunately, the caregiver themselves, you know, becomes so exhausted that, you know, over time, trying to take care of these you know, their loved ones, that, you know, they are just almost to the point of, at their wit's end by the time they bring folks in sometimes. And so we really see that, you know, there is a big need for folks to be able to go and take their loved ones somewhere and be able to know that they're going to be getting taken care of.
Well, because you have 24-hour nursing there.
Correct.
And so if something goes wrong at any point in time, there's somebody alert and awake to take care of that.
Absolutely.
Where at home, when you have a patient or a family member and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and they got to go up and go to the restroom, that's going to interrupt your sleep. You got to get up and do it.
Right.
You know, and at least in a facility, they have all that. And when you talk about what it takes on these people, I see my neighbor. You know, I see the drain in his face. And that's why I said to him, are you getting some help and some respite care? You know, somebody to come in for a couple of days? And he goes, no, I don't even know what that is. You know, and because it is, you know, we all say in front of God and everybody, for better or for worse, till death do us part. But we can have some help,
right? Yeah, there's things out there for people. You know, there's several different facets to the long term care industry. There's home health and hospice, which is very valid for some folks who want to be at home. Generally, you know, when people are at end of life or palliative care, they want to make sure that they have you know, are able to stay at home, and so hospice can facilitate that for them. You know, home health is generally for folks who are leaving us. You know, they'll come in for 2-3 weeks at the most, rehab, get everything taken care of, and then they go home, and it's a successful transition at home, and home health will pick them up and just kind of continue to work with them a little bit. But just the intensity of it is not quite as great. And it's very similar to what we do. We go from the hospital, which is very acute, meaning that it's very focused, it's very they're driven to get outcomes with this particular problem, then they will transfer them to us so that they can continue to get better. It's the intensity is not as great.
Right.
But they're still receiving just generally about 2 hours of therapy a day from OT and PT and speech, right, depending on what's going on. Nursing care, the doctor visits them. They have anything that they want as far as we're like a one-stop shop. We have an activities department which keeps people busy. And a lot of times the long-term care residents are the ones that will utilize that quite a bit.
Right.
But sometimes we get the short-term folks in that just really have a great time and want to be able to do that. And then we have a great dietary department. They, you know, gosh, the food is second to none.
Oh, good.
I haven't missed any meals, let's put it that way. We really have some great food there.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. At a certain point, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously we really are quality driven. We really want to make sure that we're looking at everything that we're doing and making sure that we're making the improvements that we need based on tracking and trending. We quantify just about everything, and it's such a controlled environment. People have no idea really that we do.
And by the insurance companies, the government, and everybody else.
Yes. Yeah. We're one of the, you know, the long-term care industry, especially the SNFs. Our long-term care facilities are generally, nursing homes are the most regulated industry in the nation.
Right.
We're probably a little more regulated than the hospital, actually, where
really?
They do brain surgery and things of that nature. Yeah.
So. Well, and when you were talking a minute ago, you said that PT can be about 2 hours a day. And somebody might sit back and go, well, that's not very long. But for the person doing that PT for that 2 hours, that's exhausting.
Right.
That's a long time.
Right.
I've been to physical therapy, so I know.
Right. You gotta remember that they're coming from a point in their life where they've probably had an accident, a ground level fall, where they've maybe broken their arm or maybe their leg or even a hip. And so they're compromised anyways, and their health is not the best because they are still trying to mend and get back on track. And so 2 hours a day is a lot.
Right.
And you spend a lot of time, you know, doing that, but then you're going to want to rest, you know, and recuperate. And that's, you know, rest does well for you. And so we just want to make sure that, you know, that we're facilitating everything they need to go home and be successful at home.
And then, like you said, the doctors are coming in and checking on them and whatnot. So it's not as if once they leave the hospital, they're done.
Right.
They're still getting some care and some cross checks. And I would imagine you guys are also making reports to them, right?
Correct. Yes. Everything we do is physician driven, is what we call it. We can't do anything. We can't even give a baby aspirin without a physician's script.
Okay.
You know, if we were to do something like that, we'd be practicing medicine, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, you know that, yeah.
Yeah, and so people really, you know, they don't understand that concept. A lot of times they get in there and they think of it as being the hospital where we can just do those things.
But give them a sleep pill or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
But unfortunately, you know, we're controlled and we, like I said, are physician-driven, where we call and get the attending to take care of that, and they'll prescribe what they feel is necessary. And so we really want to make sure that, you know, we're doing everything that we're supposed to. And
wow, that's fantastic. All right, Mike, let us take a break and pay for this program, and we'll be back momentarily.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter,
grilled, and loaded with fresh sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrettes. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Make it a Father's Day to remember with a gift from the Laughlin Outlet Center. Find Dad the perfect pair of shoes for work or play at Famous Brand Shoes. And don't miss the latest styles from Pendleton for the man who has everything. How about some original art from the Florida Greco Fine Art Gallery? Boot Barn is loaded with jeans, hats, boots, and more. Talk about selection and style. Burke's Outlet offers just that. For Father's Day, meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, Casino Drive, Laughlin.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And the show every weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred. Of course, you know if you've got a business and you happen to deal in customer information or employee information, you got to have some kind of a shred service and some kind of document protection. So give Randy a call over there at Mojave Shred. Perkins Family Restaurant. We were just there Saturday night, and they were talking about the strawberries, and my wife wanted strawberry pie, and they were out. Oh, she was so upset. But anyways, she got brownie to go. Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City, and they're building in Kingman, too. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where if you like to save money, go by their office on Hancock Road and pick up your co-op connection card, and you can save money all over town, prescriptions, doctor's appointments, furniture, you name it. Mojave Electric Cooperative, get that co-op card. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you've got bugs or spiders or scorpions and they bug you or bother you, then call Barron's and they'll come take care of them. They can spray on a monthly basis, inside, outside, you name it, commercial or residential. And then Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot anytime. And I was up there recently and they had all these brand new Hyundais that were all bright colors. It was really nice to look at them. I didn't buy one, but nice to look at. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Also, don't forget right now that we're under an extensive heat warning. Now, those of us that have lived in this area for a long time, we think that today is not a heat warning, but they're saying that the Las Vegas Weather Service, U.S. Weather Service out of Las Vegas, is saying that stay hydrated, try not to do a whole lot between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., seek air-conditioned buildings, don't leave your children or your pets in the car, of course. And when we started the program today, it was 97 outside, but we're only headed to 105 today. So to me, 105 is not real hot. But now, Mike, you where'd you come from before you came here?
I came from northern Utah. And
oh, okay. Nice, cool area.
Yeah, it still snows there in the wintertime, and I'm grateful not to have to be part of that anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to miss that, huh?
No, not at all.
Well, we don't have we did have snow here 3 years ago on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, there was enough to take pictures of it, but you had to be in a hurry.
Right,
you
know, right.
You didn't stick around. Nobody had to get a shovel out. So, and then you applied for this position, or is this your history? Have you done this a lot?
Well, through the years, my forte has been going in and operation and fixing up operations, basically that have had compliance issues or survey issues, different things, financial issues.
You've been the cleanup guy.
Yeah, kind of, but you know that's been kind of what I've really felt good at or been good at, and so generally going to a place that's had some problems and you know it's been by design. I've been you know all over the United States doing this. I've been out on the East Coast and the West Coast and you know you generally go in for about a year, year and a half, and get things taken care of, and then something else will come available, and it's generally always been something that is very challenging to me and something that I really enjoy. And, like, you know, unfortunately, you know, the moving has been quite a bit, and, you know, my wife feels like she is
works,
an Army wife
works for Beacons.
But she's gotten really good at moving, and I promised her that, you know, when this last move, you know, we're getting to that point where, you know, we're you know, we don't have any more kids at home. We're empty nesters. And,
yeah.
And we were looking. I wanted to get someplace where I just wanted to settle down and finish my career. Got a call from Kristen Ott, who is the CEO of Creative Care, which is the company that owns the Legacy.
Okay.
And interviewed with her and really, really liked what I heard. And,
good.
Felt that this was the place that I could make my home. And
you
finish.
Just built your home.
Yes, yeah. We did. Yeah, we built
so
it
you're
on
staying.
Mojave. We are.
Yeah.
We are, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your wife could unpack?
Yeah, we were actually...
She could unpack everything?
Yeah, she did. We actually were hanging pictures up over the weekend.
Uh-huh,
so,
yeah. Good.
Yeah, so she's happy with that, and we really like the area. Very, you know, great people.
And does she know now that she can throw the empty boxes away?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to hang
yeah.
on to them for a year now?
Yes. Yeah, she's happy about that.
Good. And
yeah, so she did tell me that she would have to run home quite a bit to make sure that she could visit her kids and her
oh,
mom.
Oh, yeah,
and,
well, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah,
so we're letting her do all that. But, you know, it's been really a positive move for us.
Good, good. Yeah, she's going to want to continue to play grandma as much
yeah.
as she can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then have them come stay with you guys.
Absolutely. We've got our little 4-year-old twin grandbaby boys with us now for about a month. And
oh, good.
Yeah, they're fun. They're really fun. So.
Yeah, 4-year-olds, that's a perfect age.
It
I got
is.
A 5-year-old in my house right now, so I know, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
And their boys are all into Legos and Hot Wheels.
That's right.
That's it, I know, and they're everywhere.
That's
yep.
right, yeah.
Yep. Don't step on them when you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, trust me. They will hurt. They will hurt. So,
yeah.
So now you arrive, and you were a part then of the process of closing the one facility and combining everything into one.
Yeah, it was a joint process. You know, everybody came together to do that. You know, they have been running it for so long. They've tried so many different things. They've tried specialty like trig vent units and things of that nature, which are really, you know, hard to come by. But it just, things just never really seem to take off. It, you know, they're 90 beds. You know, it's just our demographics just don't support something like that.
90 so, beds is a big facility.
Yeah, yeah. And we were sharing staff between places and things. And so it just made sense for the company to do that, to venture out and do something different. And so we decided to put everything under one roof, basically. And
now, how many beds is Legacy?
We have 120 beds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
We,
so it's larger of the two.
Yes. Yes. And we, you know, we run about half and half, half long term and half what we call post acute or short term.
Right.
And so it's really, you know, we have the folks that are there, you know, that aren't able to take care of themselves, aren't able to go home, unfortunately. So we really try to create a nice, the most home-like environment that we possibly can. You know, I really have to say that, especially here, which has really been a dynamic change for me, is I really have some folks that just really get what long-term care is all about. The CNAs, the nurses, all of our ancillary staff, ancillary meaning like therapists, our social service people.
It's not just a job.
Yeah, and our activities folks, they really love them. You know,
good.
And it takes a special person to go in and do that. They're not doing it for the money.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It really is something that they, it's a labor of love. And so we really benefit from that here. And I see that on a daily basis. And
good.
And they get close and to them and really, you know, they're that family for them.
Yeah.
That they don't have.
Yeah.
And then we have those folks that are just short-term. They want to come in, get better, be successful at rehabbing, and then
right.
going home. And that's what we want. You know, we really love taking care of them, but we
sure.
really don't want them to come back to us. We want them
yeah.
to go home. And
do you have outpatient for rehab, too?
You know, we do not do outpatient.
Okay.
And you know, they have facilities that are geared towards that.
Right.
And we feel that is... you know, best done for them, by them. And we are just focused on making sure that we can facilitate their, you know, their step down, basically, from
right.
from the hospital or an acute care setting to where they come into us, get the rehab and things needed that they need. You know, they whether it's, you know, they're learning how to use their medication appropriately or different things of that nature. Gosh, if you've had a stroke, you know, you're learning
yeah.
everything from going to the bathroom
right.
to cooking and cleaning and getting in and out of a car, getting in and out of bed. There's a lot of different things that, you know, you really don't think of that they have to learn before they can go back home.
So your therapists provide all that kind of training?
They do. They
okay,
do.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. That's a lot to think of. You're right. You don't think about it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, all right, Mike, let us take another little break here, and we'll be right back.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Baron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Baron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Baron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Hello, this is Jerry Stewart for Sam's Shooters Emporium. You hear my daily feature, One Moment in America, on this Radio Central station. I give you straight information about our great country, and now I want to talk about one real straight shooter, Sam Scarmardo. Sam has the best prices and largest inventory of any gun store in the area. He also has the largest indoor shooting range, and I'm sure you know old Sam is a staunch supporter of the NRA. And with the House of Representatives controlled now by the Democrats, your gun rights could be in jeopardy. It's Sam's Shooters Emporium on Main Street, Lake Havasu City. See you there.
Fresh and ready, always at Mackay Cafe. Enjoy lunch on the Mackay Cafe patio with our light and fresh turkey club wrap. It has layers of smoked turkey and ham, provolone, lettuce, tomato, bacon, and a little drizzle of mayo. Why not accompany your turkey club wrap with a mimosa? Breakfast time, lunch time, hey, any time is a good time for a Mackay Cafe mimosa, serving breakfast and lunch every day of the week, 7:30 till 2, next to the London Bridge, Mackay Cafe.
And we are back on Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall on a beautiful Monday. A little windy outside, but not too bad. And our show every weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. If you have any questions for Mike as we prepare to wrap up towards the top of the hour, you can give us a call at 702-298-1063. And we've talked a lot about the whole building. What about the old building? You said they're making plans to do something with that?
You know, I'm not really sure what's going on. That's kind of left in the hands of the folks who are running Creative Care.
Okay.
Kristen Ott, Vance Miller, they're looking at doing some things that, you know, there's a couple of different viable options which they've got lined up, which they're looking at. So they're obviously going to do whatever, you know, looks best and create a win-win situation. And they really want to put something in there that's going to benefit the community. You know, that's really important.
Healthcare has changed so much, you know. I mean, now we talk about a place for people with geriatric people with mental problems. You know, 10
right.
years ago, you didn't even think about that.
Right, right.
You know, it's changing so much, and there's so many different, like you said, step downs. When you think about all the steps in healthcare for somebody that's been in a car crash or, like you said, fell and broke a hip, there's a lot to out there to available now.
Right. And it's a very stratified system. You know, you really, unfortunately, you know, when you're getting into this system, sometimes it's because of an acute problem. Maybe
right.
you've been in, like you say, a car accident. Your whole life changes, you know, and then you're learning about it and you're in the hospital for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden you're having to go from there to to a place like we run, like the Legacy. Right. You know, and it's a very overwhelming experience for people. They really don't know what to expect. You know, nobody gets up in the morning and says, gosh, I wish I could go live at Legacy. You know, that doesn't happen yet. Regardless of how nice we have it, regardless of everything that we have there, it's still not home for them. And people, you know, really want their independence. They want to be able to go and do what they want when they want. So, you know, we understand and we take that very seriously, you know, that stewardship that they, you know, we really facilitate to the family members, to the residents themselves, just so that we can make sure that they all are comfortable with what's going on, because it's really hard. It's some of these folks come into us and they, gosh, it's just like me taking my little grandsons, like I was telling you about, and giving them to somebody and say, hey, take care of them. I can't do it.
Right.
And, you know, and we really understand, you know, it's a huge responsibility, and we have great folks that do that, and they really take that on. They have, you know, that accountability and that ownership of making sure that those people get what they need. And
do you have
really
counseling awesome. Staff on? Because I could see, like you were talking about, somebody, you know, they're driving down the road, the next thing they would know is they wake up 3 days later in Legacy, you know, and they go, whoa, I mean, someone needs to talk to them a little bit, right?
Well, generally, they're able to help facilitate in getting the transfer over there, you know, and so they're a little more aware than just waking up. But, we have a psychiatrist that comes in on a consult basis and helps out. And
I can see where that would become important with some people.
Right, it is. And, you know, it just depends. We, you know, there's so many things that are going on, and you know, you see so many different behaviors, and dementia has, you know, really changed the landscape of how we take care of people.
Yeah.
And so it's really, it just depends on, you know, what's going on and what their needs are, and then we facilitate what we can, you know, with what we have. You know, we're not a one-stop shop. We're not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
We'll bring the folks in that we feel are appropriate, and we take care of them. We're obviously not going to bring somebody in that we don't feel we can take care of. You know, there's facilities out there that specialize in certain things, and, you know, and so we want to make sure that we get them placed properly. You know, it's really important.
So if you got a call from a doctor that said, I've got this patient at the hospital and I need to send him over to you, and here's what I need you guys to accomplish, and you sit back and say, well, that's not our forte, you know.
Similar, yes.
Send him to this facility or that facility.
Somewhat, yes. What happens is generally a referral is initiated. The family decides where they would like, you know, they'll be given a couple of different choices, and they will say, well, go ahead and send our information, our medical information over to them and these folks here and here. And, you know, so we'll go through all of their medical information that they've sent over to us. We will look through it, make sure that we're going to be able to meet their needs, and provide something that is going to help them become successful. And generally, most everybody is wanting to go back home. And you know, you can't blame
them. That's a goal.
Yeah. And so we really want to make sure that we're going to be able to do that for them. And so it's quite a process, you know. And then they, depending on what their insurance is, you know, then we have to get that authorization.
Right.
And working with the insurance companies can be a daunting task at times and take a little bit of time.
And collecting's even worse.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we really want to make sure that, you know, first and foremost, that we have to take care of the patient.
Right.
Yeah. And then we make sure that, you know, that everything is taken care of on both the clinical side, the financial side, and make sure that, you know, that they're going to be comfortable and able to make that transition over to us. And so not everybody that is referred to us is a good fit for us. You
right.
know, there's other places that are better for them and are more specialized in that in other settings. And
but that's pretty. I don't know what I want to say here. That's pretty awesome, I guess, that you understand that they're not a fit for your facility, but they are a fit for somebody else's that can meet their needs.
Right.
You know,
we did have...
Turning down a patient is not what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the company I work for. We, you know, we obviously are a business, and we want to be financially stable. We want to be able to give the care that we want, and that, you know, obviously takes money. and we want to be able to employ a great staff. And so we, you know, we need to be financially sound in doing those things, and which we are. But we also, you know, gosh, the company was started by Dr. Lingenfelter,
right?
And he wanted to make sure that, you know, quality of care came first. That the things that we needed to do for our residents, we were able to do, and it wasn't just dollars and cents. And unfortunately, I come from the corporate world. We'll put it that way.
Right.
And you know, unfortunately, things become dollars and cents, and very very driven, and very very return on my investment. And so, you know, through the years, you know, gosh, Medicare and Medicaid. You know, it's never like they're going to give you more money. They're always, that's the first place they're going to cut when legislation starts going on and people are doing different things.
And that's why I joked and I said, you know, trying to get paid by an insurance company, that's a whole different ballgame.
It is.
You know, and like you said, before you can even bring that patient into your facility, you've got to say to the insurance company or Medicaid or Medicare, here's what we're going to do, and you're going to pay for it, you know. And,
right.
And then they say yes, and they still try to find a way out.
Right.
You know?
That happens a lot of times.
I know. It's amazing. You know, I always said that if Obama wrote 4,000 pages of health care, he missed it by another 8,000 because there's still so much wrong with that system right there. Okay, yes. John Smith has insurance with our company. Yes, we will pay for you to give him rehab for his broken hip. And then when you send the bills, it's like, oh, well, we didn't authorize you to give him a box of Kleenex while he was there, and you didn't authorize. It's amazing.
Some things can be, you know, pretty much like that. You know, we really have developed a strong working relationship with most of the, you know, we're preferred providers for most of the insurances that we carry, obviously. And so we really have a better working relationship than that. But I have heard at times, you know, and I've been involved in times when certain things like that go on. It's really hard to, you know, people just don't understand the behind the scenes. You know, we really have a lot of folks that, you know, it just takes so much to take care of people.
I mean, you got to have patience when you're trying to collect from an insurance company.
Yeah,
I remember one time at the fire department, you know, billing in ambulances and stuff, that they Medicare owed us $35,000.
Oh.
You know, and that's not for one patient, obviously, but that's a chunk of change. And all of a sudden, you're sitting back in a fire department going, hey, we need that $35,000, you
right.
know. And so it's amazing that sometimes they just, you know, they think that they're in charge.
Well, you know, they hold the purse strings, you know, obviously. And you know, but, the, you know, CMS is the people who govern Medicare and Medicaid. They, you know, Medicare is a federal program.
Right.
Medicaid is a state program. And Medicare actually subsidizes a lot of the Medicaid. And so it's really, it's a lot.
But the most frustrating part is the person making that decision is usually a clerk and has no medical training whatsoever when they're saying, oh, you can't do this, provide this for that patient.
That can be the case. I got to tell you, we really deal with some pretty top-notch insurance companies now, and they really, you know, work well with us for the most part. It's just a matter of getting that authorization, that pre-auth is what we call it, to get them in. Generally, we have really navigated those waters a long time ago, and so we really know what we're able to do, and not you know, things that they want us to do and things that we're not able to do, and we try to keep the patient as informed as possible. Once they come in, they will get a care conference, basically, is what we call that. It's
right.
where the team will get together and go over everything with the family and the resident themselves, and make sure that they understand everything. If they don't understand it, we explain it to them. We do whatever we need to do to make sure that whatever their needs are, we meet those needs.
Okay.
You know, and so it's really everybody's working together for the success of our patients.
So what's on your wish list? And you've been here now, what, 6 months?
Yeah, well, I came Halloween.
We're approaching a year now. So you've been here a while. You've been in the facility. What's on your wish list? What's missing there that you think, if I had this or had that, we could do this?
You know, when I got to tell you, being here has been really kind of a great experience for me because I finally feel like I found a company that really listens to what we need to do for our patients. And I think that that's really important. You know, if I call and say, this is what we need, it's done. You know,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they're, it's not like, well, you know, maybe we can get by with this. And so it's been really, you know, my wish list has really gone from a lot to not much because anything I really need, they facilitate and take care of. We would like to see some different things. Obviously, we've done a lot of changing. We had a memory care unit where we decided that it just wasn't an appropriate setting for our folks, and we actually sent several of them over to a nicer part of a building over in Kingman, one of the other facilities that we have, a sister facility, the Gardens okay. Health and Rehab, a beautiful facility where they felt that, you know, I was a little nicer, so we opened that up, you know, and we really have just done a lot of different changes, and I would just, you know, our main thing that we're looking for is obviously we want to be quality care driven. You know, we want to make sure that we are doing well. We are gauged on a 5-star rating.
Well, that's good.
Through CMS, and they compare us to all of our colleagues, all of the different nursing homes in the area, and we were at a 2-star, 5-star being the best, and now we are at a 4-star, and so we've really done some improvements. We've made some changes that we've needed to make.
Right,
we're really driving our outcomes and wanting to make sure that we're doing those things. You know, we unfortunately, you know, at times you get, you know, a bad rap and you know, we're human, we do human things,
sure.
You know, and that human factor is involved. But overall, the things that we are doing are really great things. And, you know, we work, you know, endless amount of hours. You know, I just have folks that are so committed to making sure that everybody's experience at the Legacy is a quality experience.
And well, that's so exciting, you know, and it's got to be refreshing from you, like you said, coming from a corporate, when you called and said, we need this for this patient, and they said, well, do this, do this, do this, do this, and you went, well, that's not going to work, we need this, you know, and now you're with a corporation or a company that when you say we need this for this patient, they get it for you.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah, it's been really refreshing.
I can imagine. And it allows you to provide the services that you need to provide.
Yeah. We really are blessed to have a community or have this in our community. People don't really realize just really what a great and viable option it is for them. And unfortunately, you know, it's kind of like furniture. You never really know that it's there until you need to use it.
There you go.
Gosh, there's a chair I need to sit in.
Yep.
Well, you know, people don't really know that we're there until they need us.
Right.
And once they need us, then, you know, it's crucial that they get, you know, what they need.
Well, I will say this, that, you know, I had a relative in there for a while, and then I know some other people that have been in there. And the one thing that I noticed that when I walk in there in the last couple of months to see you, that there's no odor.
That's a big thing with us. Big
There's
thing with
no
me.
Odor.
Yeah, it's a pet peeve.
You know, because so many times you walk into a nursing home and it smells like a nursing home.
Well,
it has its own smell. I don't know what that is, but you just go, ugh, you know. And now you walk in there and there's no smell. And I mean, from just an average old goat living in Bullhead, to me, that's a big difference.
Well, we appreciate that compliment, but you know, the thing is. Gosh, if I went into my home, I wouldn't want it to smell.
Yeah.
And we really want to create a home-like environment for our residents that we're taking care of, even if they're just there short-term.
Right.
You know, we want them to feel comfortable there. We want them to enjoy and feel value. You know, that's really important because it's so hard for them to feel that way when they're when they're having those health issues and all those different things that are going on and impacting them, and then they're worried about home and they're worried about everybody else, and you know, and so we really want to make sure that we, you know, that we're quality driven and we're doing the best that we possibly can. And
now, if there's anybody out there that doesn't know where Legacy is, Mike, give them the address and the phone number.
We're at 2812 Silver Creek Road, up on Bullhead City.
Just by the parkway right there. It's real close.
And then the phone number is...
you can't miss it.
Right. The phone number is 928-763-1404. And
okay.
So we really...
you can call Mike if you have any questions or his staff. And I guess if somebody... knew someone was going to have like hip surgery or something, they could come in there before then and say, hey, my aunt is going to go in and have this done, and then we're talking about bringing them here. Can you show me the facility?
Absolutely. We have people that come in for tours all the time. In fact, family members will come over from the hospital prior to admitting them, and we'll show them around. We also will have people that are, you know, like you say, are going to schedule a surgery and,
right.
and they're going to want to rehab. They know they're not going to be able to go home and be successful without going to a place like ours. And
good.
So yeah, we're happy to do whatever we need to do. So.
Mike, have we missed anything today?
I don't think so. I just want to give a huge shout-out to the staff at the Legacy. They all do a wonderful job.
They're all listening on the radio, right?
I don't know about that, but I know Mary is for sure. And, yeah, she keeps texting me, telling me. So,
oh,
yeah.
good.
Anyways, but, yes, it's we really have a great time.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for coming
you.
In. You bet.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
Classic car owners trust their collectible vehicles to David Miner and his team of professionals at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City. Your boat will look and feel like new when you have it reupholstered at the Upholstery Shop. If your jet ski has a tattered seat, get it over to the Upholstery Shop. Just imagine new cushions on that patio furniture. David Miner only uses American-made Sunbrella, ensuring the longevity of your outdoor furniture. After all, living here, we practically live outside. Remember to drop it off at the Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr., Bullhead City.
It's now time for Community Calendar, where we do our best to cover Kingman, Laughlin, Bullhead, Needles, all the little valleys in between. If you miss something here, you can always give me a call in the studio. I try to give the phone number for every event, along with times and locations. And if you have something you want me to put on this Community Calendar, by all means, email it to me at TuneForce, T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S, at gmail.com. Don't forget, all summer long, we have Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Bullhead City Police Department, Bullhead City Fire Department, and the City of Bullhead City reminding you, don't wreck your weekends. If you're out on the river, you're out on our lake, remember, stay to the right, there's no brakes on your watercraft, and keep your distance. Let's try to prevent injuries on our river and lake this summer. Okay, there is still a blood drive going on at the Riverside until 3 o'clock today. And don't forget, you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a pint of Culver's custard, frozen custard. And that's good stuff. Also going on today, right now until 2 o'clock, and then again from 3:30 until 5, there's a coffee and conversation with County Commissioner Mike Naft here at the American Legion in Laughlin. So you can stop by and visit with him. If you can't make it before 2, between 3:30 and 5, he'll be there again. Coming up Wednesday, coffee with the cops in Kingman at the Walmart, and that's from 11 to 2. Wednesday night is the 22nd annual Margarita Festival put on by the Boys and Girls Club. This will be at the Aquarius Casino from 6 until 9 p.m. If you have any questions, you can call the Boys and Girls Club at 763-1411. We have a blood drive Wednesday in Kingman at the City Council Chambers from 11 o'clock until 4. If you have any questions, call Valiant. They can make an appointment for you even. 877-258-4825. Now, this is pretty cool. This starts Wednesday and Thursday, a camping trip with Desert Star Adventures camping trip. And they're going to have campfires and hikes and fishing and everything. They're going to go to Williams. Call the school if you want to sign up your kids for it. 928-770-4523. If you want to get rid of the kids for a couple days, let them go camping, give them a call. We have a chamber mixer coming up on Thursday in Bullhead City. This is at Anderson Ford at 530. And that's right there on the highway, Anderson Automotive. And any questions, call the chamber, 754-4121. And then Harrah's is doing something unique starting on Thursday all the way through the 27th of this month. HR Happy Hour, Human Resources Happy Hour at Harrah's. 4 to 6 each day. It's outdoors by the patio over there by Guy Fieri's restaurant. And if you have any questions, you can call Harrah's at 702-298-4600. This Friday, the Summer Wildlife Series continues at the Kingman Library. From 6 until 7 p.m. It's put on by Game and Fish, Arizona Game and Fish. Call 928-692-7700 if you have questions. And then coming up on the 12th to the 15th, this is called the Great American Freestyle Festival. This is for wrestling at the Anderson Automotive Group Event Center. Now, I don't know a whole lot more about that other than what I've just told you. I do know that coming up on Saturday, you can exchange life jackets in Kingman if you want. This is also put on by the Game and Fish from 10 a.m. until noon at the Game and Fish. And call 928-692-7700 if you have questions for them. And I'm feeling a lot better. I sure hope I sound better compared to last week. I went to the Warren C. Quick Care right across from Valley View Medical Center in Fort Mojave. And they fixed me up with a steroid shot and then a prescription for Z-Pak and prescription for coughing pills. And altogether, I feel 85% better today, trust me. So that's going to can it for this tuna. I'm out of here. Sean Hannity's up next after the news. I hope that you will find time, test your smoke detectors, make sure they work in your residence. It's the only thing that will keep you alive if you have an accidental fire during the night. So check those smoke alarms, make sure they work. If you need help, contact your local fire department. We'll see you tomorrow. The voice.